Time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. It is time for the Republican American Report. You can always find Ruth's story in the newspaper, the Waterbury Republican American, or online at rap-am.com. Good morning and check in, Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
Sign in, please.
Sign in, please. What is with this icy cold
it's
weather?
It's just obnoxious.
I had to actually chip my way into my car this morning.
No, really?
Yep, I had about an eighth of an inch of ice on the car.
It's the ice walk where you have to suddenly be totally aware of your feet and placement.
Somebody wrote on Facebook that he stepped out the door and went flying.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wore my grippers just into work, because I had to go off my porch and up on wooden steps. But I was safe.
Our 4 days in Florida just vanished.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the reasons that we don't travel.
Forgotten.
Well, Ruth, I hate to do this, but we really have to focus in on a letter that was sent to the Republican American by Superintendent Pam Vogel and co-signed by Bob Whelan, because I don't believe he wrote it. I do believe she was the one who wrote the letter.
And identify Bob Whelan, please.
Bob Whelan is the chairman
of the Region 1
Board of Education. He is the Sharon representative who was appointed to fill a position, not elected here in Sharon.
Yeah, I did read it.
Well, it's amazing. I'm going to go over it a little bit here. And you know, it is, to me, it appears the letter of a desperate person trying to put their finger in a dike when the dike has already burst. But what she starts off and basically says, the first paragraph, as a Region 1 school district officials, we no longer can sit back and watch the Republican American continue to report on the many outrageous and, in some cases, unfounded comments of a small group of disgruntled parents. Well, my first reaction to that, Ruth, is that it's no longer a small, it never was a small group. It defeated the budget whenever they came together, but it's not a small group.
But here's my question, just briefly. How many people were at that meeting that this is referring
to? There were about
30?
There were about 35 people, but there was almost over 200 respondents to
that survey.
And also there were about 75 students that went out on that green that day to protest, which is about 20 to 25% of the students that actually went out to protest. That's going to represent into at least visible parents that are upset. But so it's not just a small group of disgruntled people. And Lou Timmelot is right. There is nothing but chaos and, you know, and disruption, which he put up there, even though she wants to deny that. There is.
Well.
And before you go even further, I have to do this. She points out that the Republican American didn't report on the one person who had positive comments. Well, if you check that one person who had positive comments, their student is enrolled in private school, not Region 1.
Yes. The meeting, and I'm not here to defend myself because obviously it's aimed at me and maybe a little bit at Lynn Worthington because she reports on it in Kent. But the meeting was as it was. It was, people were venting the whole night, and there were just, those are the comments. I didn't make them up. Those were the ones that were said. The atmosphere, I mean, that I had to portray it as it was, and that's what it was that night. And the one person they referenced also had some concerns about the implementation. She has she mentioned that. So the bulk of the meeting was very negative, and that had to be portrayed.
And what I don't understand about the superintendent of Region 1 is she just doesn't understand that, first of all, at that meeting, Bob Whelan was sitting next to a member, once again a representative from CABE. We probably paid taxpayer dollars for that representative from CABE to be at that meeting. And what she didn't learn is that meeting wasn't for her to criticize and insult on. It was for her, the superintendent, to listen to what the people have to say.
But more to the point, for those of us who aren't totally involved in this, just broadly, it was not set up as anything other as an opportunity, because to my understanding, The way that the board meetings are set up, it's impossible to convey to the board what the thoughts of the.
You're right, Jill. That's what I heard that night too. We need a place to talk and to air our concerns because we can't do it at the board meetings. So,
and we can't do it because A, comment is limited to 3 minutes. B, it's mostly the other public comments at the end of the meeting. But also C, all these boards, except right now, I think for Falls Village and Kent, are going to these consent agendas where everything is hidden from public view.
Right. Ergo, some forum needed to be created to express feelings. And for them, it just, again, from a stepped back, to pick out one person, semi-positive comments, and just reduce it all to a few disgruntled people seems inefficient.
Yeah. Well, she missed the point of the meeting, and so did Bob Whalen. It was them to listen to the people who were disgruntled and who are upset. And it's obvious, now, unless I'm reading this wrong, Ruth, and you're a reporter, but you look at this letter, and what people had to say at that meeting absolutely had no effect at all. It was absolutely just thrown away. And that is what's happening in Region 1. And this letter is a sad, sad example.
So basically what you're saying is that the fact that people got together and were trying to convey a message, it didn't get conveyed. It was not understood?
Well,
it was blocked.
It will be interesting to see what happens. And, there were several comments in response to the letter, which were telling, correct?
I only saw the response on the digital page.
Yeah.
So, but they're very telling because they didn't agree with the superintendent at all.
And again, people need an opportunity to speak and voice their concerns. And we have seen this before, Marshall. We've been through this in past times. And what happens when people are told not to speak out or views are different, it does cause chaos. We've seen it. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we've got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes left. Other than that, what else do you want to cover?
Well, we have a new principal. Ian Strever has been named the new Housatonic principal. He's, as you know, the assistant now. And Jose Martinez, who has been there for 4 years, has decided to retire. And Ian will step into his shoes, and there'll be a search for Ian's position. So we have that. We also, getting away from school a little bit, we have the issue of gear and its new assessments, which they did go before the Board of Tax Review last week. No decisions made. There are lots of hearings going on. So this will be part of it. And coming up, we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night, and we also have the Cornwall budget hearing on Friday night, and also in Cornwall on Saturday, Art at the Dump, which is always a favorite, people making treasures out of trash. And so we'll be looking ahead at that, and I'm sure there'll be more issues coming out of
Region 1.
Well,
they're off this week, so maybe it'll be quiet. But I do understand there's movement afoot, so I'm sure we'll stay tuned.
Ruth, we'll speak to you next week. Have a good week.
Okay, Marsh. Take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.